This is Say Something with Yossi Gordon on the Boston Free Radio.
If you see something, say something. If you see something, say something. If you see something, say something.
I want to wish you a very golden day today. We've got a lot to talk about on this golden opportunity. We will talk about our relationships. We will talk about Monsanto and mammoths of genetic engineering. And why is it that people aren't allowed to pitch tents anymore in Boston? Yet, people can pitch tents in a forest. They can pitch tents waiting for the tickets for a game. And on the super sales of the Walmart, where people wait in line to get sprayed with the pepper spray, they pitch tents out there too. Oh, we have to act fast. We have to act fast. I don't even know where to begin anymore. I ask, what is our relationship based on? The relationship between yourself and myself, between yourself and another, society, what is it based on? With all these issues at stake, surely not on love, though we talk about love. It is not based on love, because if there was love, there would be order and there would be peace and happiness between you and me. But in that relationship between you and me, there's a great deal of ill will, which assumes the form of a respect. If we both were equal in thought and in feeling, there would be no respect, and there would be no ill will, because we would be two individuals meeting, not as disciple and teacher, nor as the husband dominating the wife, or the wife dominating the husband, or so on and so forth. When there is ill will, there is a desire to dominate, and this domination, it arises in the jealousy, and in anger, and passion, all of which in our relationship creates constant conflict from which we try to escape, and thus it produces further chaos and further misery. Please call me anytime between 1 and 2 and I can talk to you. Let us love each other at the same level. My number is 617-454-4237. I might have said that number fast. 617-454-4237.
Soul. And that soul is clearly aware that it has a spiritual agenda.
Yes, a spiritual agenda.
It wishes to fulfill in each lifetime. No matter how lost or confused we may feel that we are, even if we're homeless on the side of the street, or desperately wrapped up in a world of addiction and pain and crime, we all know that we have a job on this planet. And ultimately that job is to learn to love. And if we don't get it in one lifetime, we'll keep coming back over and over again. It seems that once we've done this enough times and we really get the point about loving others, that we go through graduation. This is what the 2012 prophecies are really about. The planet itself moves through an energetic transformation where if you're ready, you don't ever need to reincarnate again in this human body, but you move into a new world. Dr. Michael Newton's books explain that everyone's soul energy must learn to balance itself within the physical body. The energies of the physical body have their own biases, creating an egoic mind. That mind is based on the experiences, the traumas, and the expectations that you've built up throughout one lifetime. You also have a mind within your soul that is working behind the scenes to transmute your ego mind and raise it to a much higher level of evolution.
Now, let us revolve. And let's see what is happening in the world today.
Scientist Akira Iratani says he can use tissue from a frozen mammoth found in Russia to clone a living mammoth by the end of 2015. Scientists have been trying to clone the mammoth since the 1990s. In a 2010 news piece, Jim Parks of Today's Green Minute explains why the process has been so difficult.
Until now, when they bring the mammoth back for the 2012, I hope he has love.
Chemicals are used to preserve the DNA before the tissue is frozen, which obviously doesn't apply to the baby woolly mammoth.
But in 2008, another Japanese scientist, Dr. Terahiko Wakayama, developed a technique to clone mice from mouse cells that have been kept frozen for 16 years. Daily Tech reports research inspired Iratani to begin his mammoth project. Iratani will travel to Siberia this summer to find samples of mammoth tissue or skin within the permafrost. If he's unable to locate these samples, he plans to ask Russian scientists for samples that they have recovered.
The country's government announces on July 22, 2011, the closer monitoring of seed distribution and planting. We're also saying that 1,000 acres of illegally sowed GMO corn crops have recently been plowed under.
the approximately 600-day gestation period. Iritani says the chances of a successful cloning are around 30%. PC Magazine's David Murphy writes, the scientist is still considering whether to display the clone to the public and how or if to breed it. Not to mention the fact that a working woolly mammoth could reach a height of 13.1 feet tall and a weight of up to 8 tons.
That's the old one. It doesn't say biodegradable anymore, so it must no longer be biodegradable. It's the same product. I imagine they don't have the right to say it anymore. It must not really be biodegradable. Be careful not to spray it in my face. I'm not a murderer.
Well, I'm sure these Roundup Ready soybeans are ready to harvest today. They're probably about, I'm going to say about 11.5% moisture, so they're perfect for harvest.
First heard about Roundup Ready soybeans in a farm magazine about 8 years ago, and it seemed like a neat innovation. The soybean has a protein genetically inserted into the plant, and it's resistance of Roundup. The Roundup is sprayed on the plants
of genetically engineered crops growing in the United States.
If you look at my field here,
that's more than one third of all the crop land.
When label directions are carefully followed, Roundup is not harmful to humans, animals, or their environment. Copyright Monsanto, made in Belgium. If you see any snails, don't spray them because they'll be inedible. To watch the strawberries.
I'd encourage European farmers to take a look at the Roundup Ready technology. Frankly, it's very good for the environment. It's a sustainable system.
To know whether their food has been genetically engineered or not, this technology vanishes.
That if there were labels telling people what they were eating in their food, that less people would buy genetically modified food and more people would buy organic.
We need to look at the European Union, which is the largest agricultural market in the world. There's little or no GMO foods in grocery stores in the European Union. There's not a ban on GMOs, but what there is mandatory labeling required.
Therefore, when we believe in any form, whether religious, economic, social, genetic, when we believe in a God, in ideas, in a social system which separates man from man, in nationalism and so on, surely we are giving a wrong significance to belief, which indicates stupidity. For belief divides people, it does not unite the people. So we see that by the way we live, we can produce order or chaos, peace or conflict, happiness or misery. Genetically modified corn and potatoes.
Soul's mind works its magic and will ultimately integrate and transform your personality in order for you to reach enlightenment. Another key concept that I would encourage you to explore is what I refer to as the Fool's Equation. This equation says that if I get X, whatever X might be, then I will be happy. Well, this is really silly, because if you're wishing for something that hasn't happened yet, and you decide that once that thing happens that you will be happy in the future, then you never claim any happiness in the now. So what I do is to turn that equation backwards. If I am whole, peaceful, and happy now, then I will get X, whatever it is that I want. Or as many others have said, you create a loving space within yourself, which then allows loving energy to fill it.
Corporations own the federal government. We can't really expect there to be change there. Discuss how you can go organize a local Millions Against Monsanto campaign and what those next steps are.
The first is educating yourself around issues. Identifying your supporters within your community.
Collect through the petitions all the people in your area who feel the same way.
Those kind of go hand in hand. Get to know the people around you and let them get to know what you know about Monsanto.
The third thing is start to meet together with the other activists in your community. The fourth step, I believe, is a public protest where we educate consumers in the store that they're already inadvertently buying genetically engineered food.
With the occupiers here, quite civil. In the end, Tent City got a passing grade.
Patriot Act, got to go, Harris!
The Patriot Act, just one of the issues pushing the buttons of Occupy Boston participants. About three dozen protesters marched through the financial district today, spreading their message of dismay.
Boston police warning Occupy Boston protesters, if they march without a permit, they could be arrested. All eyes have been on the movement this past week after occupiers had a standoff with police over a kitchen sink. Adam Pellerin is live at our Beacon Hill studio. Adam.
Well, Occupy Boston is already under heavy scrutiny as they battle with the city in court over the right to stay in Dealey Square. And with three arrests on Thursday night and two more on Saturday, it would appear the microscope from going away anytime soon.
Our goal as mediators is to diffuse problems, hopefully before they even start.
But that wasn't the case Saturday night. Violence breaking out at the Occupy Boston encampment. As a result, two people are arrested, including a knife-wielding suspect.
We've usually been pretty successful at mediating conflicts, and then last night we weren't.
35-year-old Mike Young of South Boston was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct. Police say Young was drunk when he allegedly knocked over several tents and screamed at occupiers. 22-year-old Daniel Costello of Boston was also arrested at Dewey Square last night. Police say he pulled a knife on another man during some sort of altercation. Police say Costello ran away but was later identified when he came back to his original tent.
That's a little more troubling. There was a weapon involved.
Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis says his officers will continue to enforce the rules at the encampment. He says incidents like the kitchen sink that was brought to Dewey Square Thursday will not be tolerated.
Well, they know what the rules are. I'm not going to play into the silliness of our timelines and standoffs and things. They know what the rules are. We'll enforce them.
Right now, Occupy Boston and the city are waging a battle in Suffolk Superior Court. Last week, Boston's fire marshal expressed his concerns over fire hazards at the tent city. However, a judge ruled the city cannot kick out occupiers for another 2 weeks unless there's a major emergency. But Mayor Menino says the city's police officers will continue to keep a close watch.
The public safety is number one for us, and if they're breaking the city ordinances or laws, we're going to do enforcement as best we can.
Members of Occupy Boston say confrontation in the encampment can sometimes be an issue. A mediation committee has been formed to stop violence from breaking out.
So our problem is it not is whether there can be a society which is static and at the same time an individual in whom this constant revolution is taking place. That is revolution in society must begin with the inner psychological transformation of the individual. I know most of us want to see a radical transformation in the social structure. That is the whole battle that is going on in the world. To bring about a social revolution through communistic or any other means. Now, if there is a social revolution with regard to the outer structure of man, however radical that social revolution may be, its very nature is static. If there is no inward revolution of the individual, there can be no psychological transformation. Therefore, to bring about a society that is not repetitive, nor static, nor disintegrating, a society that is constantly alive, it is imperative that there should be a revolution in the psychological structure of the individual. For without inward psychological revolution, mere transformation of the outer has very little significance.
Another very interesting clue that can help us evolve spiritually at a rapid speed can be found in the archetype within the tarot cards called the Lovers. These archetypes, according to the Law of One, actually represent patterns within the mind of the galaxy. The galaxy itself has set up these 22 patterns of thought that we are meant to evolve through as we become enlightened. The archetype known as the Lovers features on the tarot card a woman, a man, and then over them an angelic being. The deeper meaning behind this card is of a choice that we make within ourselves as to how we will approach our higher self. Do we see our higher self as a maiden, virginal and pure? We see it as a prostitute. If we treat our higher self as a maiden, then the idea is that we listen to what she wants, and we learn to dance with her wishes accordingly in order to get what both of us want. Whereas if we treat our higher self as a prostitute, we barge in the door and say, this is what you're going to do for me, and this is what I expect.
Feel the planet move beneath you. What you're feeling is a living planet. What you're feeling is our home. But the planet feels us too. It feels the increasing weight of us and the stress of supporting that weight. You may not realize that because home may look fine where you're standing now. But stand in the congested streets of a developing country and you'll see millions of people struggling to feed themselves. Stand in the Amazon or the Arctic and you'll see ancient rainforests and majestic shelves of ice disappearing. And stand in one of the many isolated villages around the world and you'll see farmers with little access to technology or markets, unable to pull themselves out of poverty. These global challenges are complex, and there are no easy answers. But one thing is clear. Agricultural innovation holds a key solution, and we pledge to do our part. We're Monsanto, and we're working with farmers and partners worldwide to realize a vision for sustainable agriculture. It's a vision that strives to meet the needs of a rapidly growing population, to protect and preserve this planet we all call home, and to help improve lives everywhere. We're working with farmers to increase what they can grow on an acre of land, and we're making great progress. We're working to reduce the amount of land, water, and energy they'll need to grow those crops. And we're working to improve lives in the process by harnessing innovative technology to give growers better tools so they can provide for their families, communities, and people around the world. Because when farmers prosper, so many more will also prosper. To help your diet, greater educational opportunities, and brighter economic futures. Agriculture has always had a role in shaping the future of humanity. And we know it will take more than one company to shape the future of agriculture. So whatever the world looks like where you stand, the truth is, we're all in this together. And we believe, working together, we can create a brighter, sustainable world for all of us. That's the world we visualize at Monsanto. And we're working every day to make it reality.
Monsanto. For 20 years, I've traveled the globe. And everywhere I've heard about this American multinational. But what I've heard hasn't always been positive. Wanting to know more, I surfed the web for months to put the pieces of the puzzle together. On its website, Monsanto positions itself as an agricultural company that aims to help farmers produce healthier food while reducing agriculture's impact on our environment. Its leading product is Roundup, the world's best-selling herbicide for the last 30 years.
Roundup.
Monsanto is also the world leader in biotechnology. 90% of the GMOs grown on the planet belong to them. Most of them have been genetically modified to resist the application of Roundup, like Roundup Ready soybeans.
However much and however wisely legislation may be promulgated, society is always in the process of decay, because revolution must take place within and not merely outwardly.
My- Monsanto's GMOs have invaded the planet, but no ag industry product in history has ever incited as much controversy and passion. Why? What's at stake with GMOs? And could the company's past shed some light on what the company is or claims to be today? Founded in St. Louis, Missouri in 1901, it was not always an agricultural company. It was one of the largest chemical companies of the 20th century.
Chemistry is working for you, and very likely Monsanto is working for you. Monsanto, where creative chemistry works wonders for you.
The wonders boasted about in this commercial made Monsanto one of the controversial companies in the industrial era.
Obviously, by treating the higher self as a maiden, you actually learn to tailor your expectations from life. So you're not just saying to the universe, gimme, gimme, gimme. You're actually learning to listen to what your higher self may have as an agenda for you. You may not immediately realize why these things are valuable,
Garden?
But the more that you learn...
Hello, Rossi, welcome to my mama's party. I want to throw a party for the mamas. I want to welcome them back.
Yes, Garner. Let us welcome the mammoth back into the society.
Yes, I want to have a party for them.
You want to what? On the mammoth?
I want to have a party for them.
Yes, we should have a big party for the genetically modified mammoth and welcome them into the future.
How soon do you think it will be before we see mammoths walking down the street?
Oh, not very long at all, Guller. Not very long at all. With Monsanto's, Japan, and Russia, I think it is weeks that we will be seeing this thawed ground Russian mammoth.
Oh, that's wonderful. I can't wait to see a mammoth walking down my street and wallowing in the park and having a good time and walking around with owners and just flying about. Yeah, I think it will be a wonderful thing. It's good for the kids.
Yes. The mammoth, they have been extinct for about 10,000 years. Okay, Carla? What is it, Color?
Oh, I just said it's good for the kids.
Yes.
The kids need more positive role models, and I think a mammoth is a very positive role model. Especially one that has been brought back from the Jurassic era, or whatever era it is. I think it's the Jurassic era because I saw a movie about it.
Yes, it was over 10,000 years ago, Color. 10,000 years!
That's an amazing number! I can't even imagine! I can't even imagine 10,000 years, Yasi!
What do you think?
10,000 years! I can't even imagine 10,000 years!
Yes, I think it is important to understand this and not slur over it. But what do you think the mammoth's first words are going to be when it walks down the street?
I hope the mammoth's first words are hello. That would be wonderful.
Yes. So, so very wonderful.
Do you think they will bring the mammoth to talk? Or do you think there will be the other non-talking variety?
They will definitely speak, Color. With our scientists and Monsantos, they can genetically modify anything to suit our needs and feed the hungry.
I cannot wait! I cannot wait!
Yes. I wonder how many families a mammoth could feed.
I think that a mammoth can house, I mean, I would imagine, of course, nobody knows for sure, but I think I see the Mammoth House, 30,000 leaves.
Yes, 30,000 leaves. It's amazing color. It's amazing.
It really, truly is. Ours is a wonderful time when we can bring back animals from the dead.
Yes. Do you plan to partake and have a mammoth as a pet?
As a pet? I don't know. I think it would be similar to having an elephant as a pet, and people frown upon that. But who knows? Ours is a time when things are always changing.
Yes. Maybe in the future, instead of cars, we will ride mammoths.
I hope so, like the Fred Flintstone cartoon.
Yes, it is
maybe
a
the future
stone.
Is a hybrid of the Flintstones and the Jetsons. When, since we don't have flying cars yet, maybe we'll all be riding around on mammoths.
Yes, and eating genetically modified corn.
Yes, I'm not so much in favor of the genetically modified foods.
No.
I like my food to come from the ground, specifically coming up from ground that is planted with and nourished with human manure. I think that's the most natural thing.
Yes, do you grow your own food color?
I try to. Of course, one cannot grow everything.
No. And in some cases, I hear it's illegal to grow certain things or to use seeds of Monsanto's because you must pay. Even if it was accidentally slipped into your soil.
Oh, I read that. I would not like to have a farm next to the Monsanto farm.
No.
Because if any other genetically modified seeds or fertilizers or weed repellent goes onto your farm, then you have to pay them.
Yes.
All because of the wind. The couldn't control the wind.
I know. In Hungary, they took matters into their own hands. And they burned all the Monsanto's fields everywhere. And yet, they are still searching and charging the farmers for their seeds. Caller, you can do your part, as well as everybody, and burn the fields of the Monsanto's and tell them we want no more genetically modified corn. And potatoes, and meats, and grains.
I will tell them. I will write to my senator, I will write to my congresswoman, I will write to the president. I will write to anybody who listens.
Butler, you must not write. You must take action and burn.
Okay, I'll do.
Your senators and congressmen, they are big corporations of 1% and support the Monsantos.
Oh, do you support the Occupy movement, Yassi? Your show is not very political.
Yes, Guller. My show is all about self-awakening and awareness. I support all and nothing. I support a great revolution inside yourself. For if you do not have that, any revolution you try to free will not happen unless you are free yourself first.
That's very, very thoughtful. You've given me much to think about.
And scholar, learn all sides of the coin and accept it. Do not judge and be aware without the judgment, and you shall be free, and the world shall be peaceful.
what other action can I do? I mean, I cannot get, I don't know which field the Monsanto fields to burn.
You can figure out, you can start a blog and list all the Monsanto's fields out there so that we can come and burn them. You just have to do one little part, and other people will do theirs. Do you have a blog, Carla?
Do I have a blog? No, I do not have a blog.
Yes, Carla. Yes, Carla. You can start a blog, and you can help map all the Monsantos. And then, the other people shall come and burn them down.
I had a purpose in life before, but this is much more than noble cause.
It is a noble.
More noble causes in their life.
Yes, they have done it in Hungary and India. And we should do it in your country of America. Oh, guess what, Carter? I have Gustave.
Bonjour, hey, bonjour. You see, how are you doing, man?
I'm good, Gustave. Welcome to Caller on the other line.
Oh, bonjour, Caller. What is your name? It is Gustave.
Hello, my name is Duke.
It's what?
Duke.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's wonderful. And how are you?
Where am I? I'm standing in the middle of the woods, and I'm looking at three turkeys. And I'm hearing saxophone in the distance.
Have you pitched your tent for the Occupy Boston?
No. I'm very afraid of drum circles.
Yes, they can be scary sometimes.
I do not blame you on that one. The people that do the drums are too energetic. They are too exciting.
It's just genetic, and the loud noise is a lot for my delicate ears.
Yes.
And I support a lot of what they say.
Yes, it is true, Color.
So what are you doing with the turkeys? You are making the turkeys, is that what you said?
Oh, no, I'm just watching them from a distance.
Oh, I see. Is this in Boston?
It's a little north of Boston, in the woods somewhere. I'm not exactly sure where.
Very good. I heard on the radio in my cell, I heard some of what was being talked about, the Monsanto. And the incredible future of genetic engineering we have ahead of us. And this is very interesting to me.
No, are you a genetic engineer?
No, but I think the future is full of incredible possibilities. And the scientists, they know what to do. They will do the right thing, won't they?
We can only hope, like with the mammoth. I cannot wait to have a mammoth as a pet.
Oh yes, they are going to bring the woolly mammoths back to us. Is this the idea?
Yes. They have discovered a mammoth in Russia. And the Japan scientists are weeks away from the mammoth coming alive.
Oh my god, this is incredible. And will it be like a tabletop mammoth with only like 6 inches or something that will fit on your table and while you're on Facebook you can like pet it?
We don't know yet. Maybe Monsanto will genetically engineer it to be 6 inches instead of 20 feet.
Very interesting. You see, the scientists, they cannot do wrong in my mind. They are always doing the things for the people. I think this is incredible.
Yes, they just want to feed the people. Is that
I'm
right?
Not a mammoth, I like an idea.
Yes, onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia.
Oh, who is near the purple?
Yes.
The purple is coming.
Yes, we must be quiet. The Popo warning has thawed the ground. Hurry, shh.
Hey,
are they gone?
I think they are gone. I cannot see the lights now.
Yes, we are not supposed to be here, caller.
This is a little secret room in the prison that Yassi found many years ago and invites me to join him. It is very wet and dark.
Oh! That sounds very interesting. Please, go on!
Yes, wet and dark like Occupy Boston, Tent City. Yet, it is still sterile and passes expansions. Suspensions. Inspections.
We have one little light bulb on the, which we can see the telephone device which we talk to you now.
Yes, we just stare at the phone and I imagine what you look like through your golden energy of your voice.
Oh, be careful, looks like they're coming around again.
Yes, caller, shh.
I'm not sure why they use sirens in the prison, but I think it is a tradition. You know, something from the old days of the kings and their sirens, and they keep it because it makes them feel powerful and in control, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Oh, I read something about that in a textbook.
Yes,
they didn't have sirens in the old days, so they just walked around with bells and shouted at the top of their lungs.
Yes, they have lights on top of their hats when they want to go in a full speed chase.
They just run in their carriages and they get on their horses and say, wee woo, wee woo.
Whoop whoop.
Yes, and in French they must go, hee-haw, because they
run on donkeys. That's right, this is where the sound comes from, I think. The hee-haw, hee-haw.
Hee-haw.
And his history is amazing. Which brings us to the future and the scientists again.
Yes. The woolly mammoth scientists.
I think that one of the first genetically modified things was the tomato. The tomato to make it square so that it would not roll.
Oh, very practical.
Yes. And next it was corn and potatoes. To put them with pesticides so that they can be pesticide resistant.
I think this experiment that the scientists have done has been very successful, where they secretly put the genetically modified food into our food system 15 years ago, and it has been tested. Nobody dies from this food, so it is successfully healthy, and I think this is amazing. It's like the greatest experiment without telling us.
Yes.
And that it's also increasing the world population.
Is that right?
6 billion or 7 billion people now?
Yes, the 7th billionth baby was born in our prison only a few months ago.
Yes.
Very exciting moment here.
Yes.
Yes, that's all to genetically modified food.
Yes.
I am thinking that I would pay maybe $1,200 for the mammoth when it is released as a product. I think that's a price I could pay.
Yes, it can feed many families around the world.
No, for riding it, for going to the work if I ever get out of prison.
Yes.
I think that the world will have, it's like the Segway, but the mammoth Segway. It's going to change the way that people go to work and do things like this.
Yes, Gustave, we were just saying it would occupy the hybrid car, like the Flintstones.
Yes. Could have a whole secondary market of the saddles and the ornamentation for the woolmate with everybody's woolly.
Yeah, it is just like we once had the wheel-to wheel, and it helped many starving countries out there because it was a wildebeest and it had a backhoe on it, so you could ride it and farm and get your milk and feed the kids as well.
It sounds very nice. I think the new future is with the Woolly.
Yes, the Woolly Bullies. Our future is now. I bet you they've already genetically modified it and it's living, but they just wanna be delicate, you know? There's always people against the cloning of the sheep and the corn and the potatoes. It's like space aliens. They introduce it in movies so you get used to the fact and the idea, because they're already amongst us. And yet if we knew that...
Do you think that movies are portraying all this kind of genetically modified organisms in a negative light?
Yes, and good and bad. They want us to accept it gracefully with our hands behind our back.
Maybe they want to make us think that there has been a debate and a conflict. The good and the bad have been balanced. So the movie will at one point show it a negative and at another positive. And so then we feel as people, as humans, that this has been discussed and thought about, and so we now just accept.
Yes.
Very, very interesting. So movie people are having the debate that humans don't need to have anymore.
Exactly.
So everybody can accept things because they've seen it in a movie.
That's right. And there's a part of ourselves that we want to fight against. We want to resist. But if we see some very handsome person in the movies resist, it is like takes care of it for us, maybe.
Yes, we do not need great historians to tell us the facts, but we need Sony Pictures to play it in a movie like the Titanic. Oh, Leo DiCaprio, he is king of my world.
This has been a fascinating, fascinating. Oh? Oh, yeah. I'm hearing an echo, I'm sorry. This has been a fascinating, fascinating discussion. And I'm afraid I have to get going to look at the turkey some more.
Yes, good luck with those turkeys, Scholar.
Thank you.
And watch out for their waddles.
I will. Thank you, Yossi, and thank you, Frenchman.
I am Gustave, and thank you so much for your calling. It's nice to talk to someone outside of the prison walls.
Thank you, and good luck in there. I hope the photo don't find you.
Bon chance.
And happy Mammoth Day to you.
Is there another caller? I think that it would be wonderful if someone else would call us.
Yes. It would be so delightful to hear another voice. You can call Gustave and me right now. The number is 617-454-4237. Is that right, Gustave? Sometimes I think I get it.
I think that it's correct. It's 617-454-4237.
Yes.
You could call and talk to us about your favorite genetically modified fruit or vegetable. Or even if there is a particular kind of meat that is got the chemicals that make it extra tasty for you, I would like to talk about this.
Yes, or maybe you have pitched a tent somewhere and you've gotten away with it. And where is that place that you pitched your tent? And how?
Long time ago, through deep meditation on the human condition, that we all have the same basic wounding at the core of our soul.
Yes.
And this wounding appears to be the root of all addictive and compulsive behaviors that we would ever get stuck in. This original wound is an illusion, but it becomes very compelling to us, and it buries deep within our subconscious mind to the point that we don't even realize it's there.
Do you have a big wound, Gustave?
A big wound in my mind?
Yes.
I do not know for certain, but I think that it is an illusion if it is there.
Yes, I think everybody has a little wound that they would like a hug on and needs a little band-aid.
I think that when we are born, the Buddhists say that you are entered immediately into a life of suffering, and this is how it is, and this is what we must deal with.
Through love, right, Gustave? Love is the answer that we need to heal our suffering and wants.
And by love, is this like compassion? What is your definition of love, Yasi?
I am still trying to realize it, but I think it's when the golden sunlight hits me just right in my heart, and I feel the warmth of the Sierra Mist.
Ah, yes, this makes me want to pitch a tent.
Yes, and throw in a sink.
A sink?
Yes.
Oh, there was, tell me more, Yasi. There was something in Boston with a sink in the Occupy Boston?
Yes, they started to throw in a sink. And they did not like this.
They put a sink in front of a building or something as a statement?
I think so, because they do not want them to habitate the land. They want to take it away, just like Columbus did when he came to the Americas. But on the other hand, I know they are preventing the protesters from bringing materials needed to winterize the camp, because their strategy is to freeze Occupy out.
To freeze them.
Yes.
I thought I saw something about they have two more weeks or something, and then they will kick them out.
Yes. They're hoping they leave. They wish the weather would get colder, so they would just leave, and they don't have to kick them out. I do not know.
Maybe they should give them a free ice cream every day, and then they will just be very cold.
Yes. That's one way of putting it. I would have gotten the snow machine out and blown it on all the tents, and then they would get cold.
Is this because you want them to disappear, Yasi?
No, I do not. I want them to fight their battle as long as they can. But keep in mind that they have made their inward revolution as well. So the outward one can be true to themselves and others.
Yes. I had heard that the Occupy New York. Is it no more, or is it moved to somewhere new?
I have no idea. They might have moved. I cannot keep track of many cities at the same time. They only allow me so much internet a day. What about you, Gustave?
Yes, I only can watch other people's internet, so I have this time with you, Yasi, where
yes.
I talk to people, but besides that, no internet,
no
except
internet.
For Facebook and Friendster.
Yes, and I hear the gossip of the occupiers in the burnings of the Monsanto's fields. And the woolly mammoth. Shh. It's okay, Gustave. You don't have to cry. You don't have to cry anymore.
Yes.
I'm here for you.
Merci, yes. You are a good friend.
Yes, Gustave. I want the best for you. As you would want the best for me. We are like mirrors looking at each other in time, simultaneously mutating into mammoths and genetically modified corn.
And soybean.
And soybean, yes, soybeans. Gustave, I think it's about time we have to go.
Why don't we stay longer?
I know, Kuznami, but the guard is coming.
I can... Oh, yes, I hear him now. Oh, yes, see, I think he is going to come in.